This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. Is this a better time for you?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Hold okay.
On. That's it. What? Hold on real quick, ma'am.
Yep. Take your time.
Turn the other one on full blast, the one that's halfway on.
Hold on. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. All right.
Okay. So do you know anything about the Google Guarantee program, or do you need me to start from the top?
No, I need you to start from the top because I'm doing Google Ads and haven't got any business off of that. So what is a Google Guarantee?
Google Guarantee is completely different. Google Ads lists your company, and it may you may or may not be chosen.
All right.
But with Google Guarantee, it's completely different. So there is a vetting process, and just so you know, the upfront cost is one-time $250 application fee. This goes to get yourself and any face-to-face employees background checked. Your lead cost, your cost per lead is locked in at $33.33 with a minimum monthly budget for $435. The way it works is like this. Google built this specific pay-per-lead service to trump all other pay-per-lead services, okay? Everything that you hate about Angie's, having the fluctuating lead cost, having to pay for unqualified leads, no lead exclusivity, all of those things have been made right through Google Guaranteed. Specifically, the way it works is once you're, you have been vetted, it can take approximately the maximum amount of time that it takes to get the approval for Google Guarantee is 4 to 6 weeks. I have seen it happen a lot sooner. It truly just depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. Now, once your Google Guarantee ad goes live, it goes live at the very top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section. This is a specific section that is not for every person in every category. You have to qualify for it, which you do. You have business license and insurance. And you've been working within your community for quite some time. You already have established work habits and you can pass a background check, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So once your Google Guarantee approved and your ad goes live, you're only charged for qualified leads. The way it works is like this. If you get a call that happens to be a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. If it's a somebody seeking employment with your company, if it's a robocall, if it's somebody who is looking for a service that is not listed on your service profile and you decline the job, you're not charged. If it's somebody who is asking for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you are not charged. So you're only charged for what Google calls qualified Google Guaranteed leads. There's only two instances that Google considers it a qualified lead, Matt, and that is if you give estimate over the phone or you set face-to-face appointment to give estimate face-to-face. How Google verifies this, that they're actual qualified calls, is because they assign your company a Google call tracking phone number. So the calls that are coming from the Google Guarantee come in directly on that phone number and are recorded for authenticity purposes. You don't share the leads. They only go directly to you. It's real-life human beings that are seeking a service from your company, okay? If you're not handed a lead with five other guys and say, here, hope for the best.
Like Angie, when I call them within 30 seconds to receive a lead, already 13 of the plumbers have been there and pissed the customer off.
There's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. This is, Google built this to trump those because what those companies do, House, Porch, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Angie, Networks, all they do is purchase a position for their company name in the Google Ads section on Google. They capture the lead and then they resell it to you guys. Google built this designed for the small to medium sized business owner like you to trump those type of services. So those large corporations can't even list in the Google Guarantee section on Google. It's only for the small to medium-sized business owner. So to paint the picture for you, we go ahead and move forward with the application. We give you 24 hours or so with the application. It takes about 10 minutes to upload the documents that are needed. We process the application and have the technician, Ivan, he's going to cross the T's and dot the I's for you. Once we go ahead and submit that, like I said, maximum amount of time that it's going to take to get you approved is the 4 to 6 weeks. Once it's approved, we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. That's the $435. Your lead cost comes out of that at $33.33 per lead. The way it works is for 13 leads in a month, approximately 3 leads a week. Okay? You can increase that or you can decrease that as you see fit, ad infinitum. So what the 90% of my clients do is they take on those first couple of leads and then they go ahead and increase the lead budget. They want all 13 leads in one week. They want to go ahead and get it cranking out, and then you can re-up the budget for the Google guaranteed at any point in time. The latter is also true. Say you take on the first couple of leads and now you get booked out, or you want to take your wife to Tahiti, or for whatever reason you need to pause the campaign. You can call in, you pause the campaign stays paused until you reactivate it, and that monthly budget rolls over. It's not an automatic charge. Okay?
Can I pause whenever I want to?
Absolutely.
Okay. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. So you work with Fort Local Flash as well, right?
Yes, sir. I've been here for 8 years.
Okay, so if I decide that maybe if my Google Ads ain't working, I want to take my budget from there and roll it over to that, I can, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir,
so
absolutely.
So it's $250 to get the background checks in of all my technicians, and what is the background discredit? Because, you know, we're
okay,
all
so the background check works like this. If it's anything stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor, I would not put them on the application. If they're not going out to do face-to-face estimates, then I would not put them on the application. If it's somebody that you know is going to pass the background check with flying colors, then put them on it. But if it's somebody who might be any type of questionable representation of your company, don't put them on the application. Only put yourself on the application.
I got a question for you. What's your background check compared to the Texas State Plumbing Board of background checks? Because we have to keep a clean enough background for that. I have a felony conviction for a felony DUI, but that was 10 years ago.
That's not going to count. Anything within 7 years, it's fine.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay, let's go ahead and do that, please.
You got it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process the account. I do have this card ending in 3784. I have your permission to charge for the $250 application fee.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to send the application out to you via text message as well as via email. The application itself only takes about 10 minutes to completely fill out. Now,
I'll do it today.
If you're going to put your guys on there, you need their social security number and you need their date of birth. Okay?
That's all right.
And it's all coded out. I know some guys are really weird about giving out their info, but just so you know exactly what they're going to be looking for.
In order to work for a business, you have to provide all that. I already opened credit cards under all their names. They don't realize it anyway. So, no, I'm just playing.
You're a good man. That's beautiful.
Probably just me and my business partner on it, but you know, mm-hmm. because we'll be the one that takes on the door first, but we'll do it like that.
Okay, perfect. So I did go ahead and process the application fee. You're going to receive the application now. When you go in to fill it out, the way it's going to work is like this. So it's going to give you the slot for one, and then towards the bottom, it's going to give you the slot for the second. It's going to say primary business owner. Both of y'all's information is going to go on there. If one is more primary than the other, then no worries. I'm sending out an email first that says Google Guarantee. This is going to have your cost per lead, which is your CPL locked in at $33.33. It's also going to have MMB, minimum monthly budget, of $435. When you fill out the application, sir, you're going to need that for the application. It's going to ask, what is your minimum monthly budget? So that's why I send it out via email, okay?
Okay. All right.
Applications coming your way now. I do need to schedule client onboarding for the application itself. What time tomorrow can we schedule that call with Ivan?
Let's do 12 o'clock. What you're in California, right?
Yeah.
So let's do what it'd be.
If you want 12, that's fine. 12
yeah,
o'clock 12 your
months.
Time. Got it.
Yeah, 12 months. All right.
Yep, absolutely. You're going to get an email notification for that as well as a text message.
Does this really work? Because Google Ads ain't working for me.
In my opinion, this is a cure to cancer as far as leads go. I would sell this to my grandmother.
All right, that'll work.
I'm willing
to try anything because I'm 47 days in with Local Splash. I've had zero leads. I've done Google Ads. There's no leads. How do I get leads?
Okay. All right. I'm going to put in a special request. This is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to try to work on the back end and see if there's anything extra that we can do to try to just kind of help you out, if there's anything extra at all that we can do to try to make this better for you with the campaign. If not, what I would suggest, if you want, I mean, you have the ability to pause the ads, you know, and not, I mean, you already paid for the month here. I'm looking at the different things that they've got going on in your account. You have the ability to pause those ads and tell them that you want to reallocate the budget. Like, you're still spending the money with us. You're just reallocating it elsewhere.
If it's 4 weeks for the application to be approved.
Right.
You've
got to have something coming in at that point. I understand that as well. Absolutely. So I'm gonna get in there and see if there's anything else that they can do as far as keywords go, making change or adjustment, okay?
I've been patient. I've been patiently waiting. I already fired Angie. I'm about ready to take him to court. So
you know there's a class action lawsuit, right?
Yes, I do, and that's why the supervisor won't call me back. So.
Oh man, you call from somebody else's phone.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
All right.
All right. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.